This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Michelle Skoliski. Missouri State and other state universities in Missouri are bracing for more funding cuts in the next fiscal year. The Missouri State Springfield campus met all six of the measures under Missouri's recently revised performance funding model. The West Plains campus met four of the six measures, which means it will see even greater cuts. But all universities under Governor Eric Greitens' proposed budget would see a 10% decrease in funding. President Smart, give me some numbers. How would Missouri State University's budget, its funding, be impacted under this proposed budget?
So if the governor's budget comes into being, we'll get a 10.12% cut for that system-wide, both campuses total. And so that's $8,668,000 reduction. If that reduction comes into play, without factoring in inflation, we will be receiving $10 million less than we received in 2001.
Wow.
17 years ago, and we have 6,000 more students today than we did in 2001. So it's a significant reduction for us.
What impact do you expect that that would have on Missouri State as a whole and its students?
98% of our operating funds come from two sources. It comes from tuition and fees, and it comes from state appropriations. And so the most obvious result is if you reduce the state appropriations bucket, then to some extent you have to replace some of that money, if not all of it. And the way that's typically done is by increasing tuition and fees. And so certainly our students will see higher fees and higher tuition. Don't know exactly what that looks like now. We're beginning to work through that process. In fact, later today, the Board Finance Committee will be looking at a series of options for us to employ. The other thing that it does is we continue to downsize and try to reduce expenditures. And so then you struggle with how are you going to do a compensation increase, and if we're not able to do one this year, then that'll be 2 years in a row. We're in full employment now. It makes it likely that we begin losing people to other universities, to other opportunities. The services that we offer our students reduce. As price goes up, it makes it harder for them to complete their education, makes it less likely for some to even begin, which cuts against the economic development of our state. And so there are lots of major things in play here.
And, you know, you've seen a major decrease in funding the last couple of fiscal years. And so you've already cut and cut. How much more can you cut?
So, great question. We're getting near the end of choices on that. We cut more than we had to last year in anticipation of this year being receiving further reductions. And so we're about $2.25 million of banked cuts that we can use to get us started on this. We've then evaluating another series of about $1.5 million in reductions. And then we're looking to reallocate some money that's designated for specific purposes for central use, which will help us, you know, meet payroll and fund the things that keep the university running. I would anticipate that we would try to find about $4 million in savings, including the savings that we've already banked, and then we'd be looking at increased revenue to meet the other part.
How do you feel about the proposal to cut $68.1 million from higher education? And, of course, that's on top of the other cuts that MSU and other state universities have experienced in recent budget years. I mean, I know higher education is critical to a lot of things.
You know, so clearly we're not doing a good job making our case to the administration that higher education is essential. And so we're working not only with our 2 and 4 year partner universities, we're also working with business, Chamber of Commerce to make that case. We'll be working with the legislature, urging them to restore some of the funding cuts, and I think we'll have some success in that. But let me give you an example. We will spend this year, if the governor's budget comes into play, less about $800 million on higher education. State of Alabama, which is smaller than us, spends $1.8 billion on higher education.
Wow.
Because they believe that money into higher education, all forms, community college, workforce development programs, scholarship programs, all those things, along with a robust infrastructure, those are the things that drive economic development. And we just got to make that case that we're a critical piece of that. We certainly think we are.
Now, you said that a tuition increase, fee increase will probably happen for the next year, but you recently announced an affordability initiative for the university. Give me a brief overview of that and tell me why you decided to implement that and why you decided to implement it now.
So we did five things that we talked about that we hope will make college more affordable for our students. We reduced from 125 hours to 120 hours the number of hours required to graduate from the college. About 80% of our programs will be under this new number, and that'll save students about $1,100. And then we've renegotiated our dining services contract to reduce the ongoing increases for that. We've held some of our housing prices constant so that they will not go up in the fall. We're working to expand our open access textbook offerings, and we've retooled our scholarships such that in anticipation of having to raise the cost to go here, so that the students that are most vulnerable wouldn't be subject to that, and wouldn't result in their stopping their quest for higher education. And so, these initiatives were intentionally connected to our budget situation. We knew that we would have to raise tuition and fees to help balance our budget, and we wanted to make that as we wanted to ease the burden of our students and offset some of the things that we could control, so that tuition and increase for them was as soft as it could be. Most of our students come from middle class and working class backgrounds, and paying $200 or $300 more a year is meaningful. And so we wanted to make sure that we could do everything within our power to offset the new costs that were coming as a result of state appropriations and reduce the costs that we could control.
I was really surprised to learn recently that the amount of spending per student that MSU receives from the state is lower than any other state university in Missouri. MSU receives $4,227 per student, compared to the state college that gets the most, which is Lincoln, at $8,762 per student. How is that amount determined, and why isn't it more equitable?
So over time, those amounts have gotten out of balance. Some universities have grown and others have shrunk. And so, for example, in the last 5 years, three universities have grown by double digits. S&T leads the way with 16% growth. We're second with 15% growth. Southern is third with 14% growth. Over that same five-year period, Columbia has shrunk by 12% and Lincoln has shrunk by 18%. And so our state doesn't have a formula for allocating the state appropriations for universities. It historically has gone up or down together. And so this year, for example, we all get a 10.12% decrease. And so if you're growing and the money you're getting for the state is shrinking, it adversely impacts those schools that are growing the most. And so we've been advocating for some adjustments to this policy, and we think the governor and his staff, frankly, are supportive of this. We do have the new performance funding metrics that over time can make some difference in the funding of schools, but we'd like to see there be an enrollment equity component of that formula, and not just be based on the performance metrics.
And you said you'll continue to advocate for equitable funding and for higher education in general. What have you done so far this legislative session to advocate for increased funding for higher education and to advocate against the decreased funding for universities?
So lots of interactions personally and on the phone, in person, and with our government relations team and with our lobbyists, with the chamber, with other universities. We regularly have interaction with budget and appropriations chairs and committee members, with leadership in both houses, with the Commissioner of Higher Education, as well as with folks within the governor's cabinet. And so we're having those conversations, both in terms of how we manage the reduction both this year and how we look to the future, as well as can some of that money be restored. If we're able to restore some of that money, then we reevaluate what we do on compensation. We reevaluate what we do on tuition and fees. And so there's lots of moving pieces on this. And I think it will become clearer when we see what the budget out of the House is. We typically see that in March. And then by the end of April, we see what the Senate has done. And then there's a conference committee and all. And all the while, we'll be interacting with the governor's office as well.
What kind of response have you gotten so far?
Most of our legislators believe that the reduction that that we've had in this proposed budget is both not good policy for the state and not fair for us, given that we took the brunt of the reduction a year ago.
And how hopeful are you that state legislators will at least reduce the amount of cuts?
I'm very hopeful for that. I mean, the response that we've gotten has been tremendously positive. It's still too early to say. We've got all sorts of tax reduction bills that are in play that impact how much revenue comes into the state. Don't know what's going to happen there. Don't know what the governor's looking at in terms of withholding. There's still a good chunk of this year and next year in terms of what's the revenue that's going to come in. And so lots of uncertainty. We continue to prepare as if the governor's budget is going to become law and going to come into effect, and then we'll adjust if the cuts are less draconian.
All right. Well, thank you, Cliff Smart. Thank you for talking to me today.
Thanks, Michelle.